Chapter 5. Maureen doesn't remember when she realized that her life, as the word is commonly understood, had ended. She is not dead. She has simply stopped living. The transition was extraordinarily subtle. Maureen is a shut-in at age 35, but she still applies eye makeup every day. Last winter, weeks and weeks went by during which she had every intention of, for example, walking to the mailbox on the corner instead of leaving her outgoing mail clothespinned to boxes inside the door to the two-story brick building on Bexley's Main Street where she lives and works. Its ground floor houses the barber shop, the florist, and a ladies' clothing store called Fashion Bug. She certainly never made a conscious decision to stop going to the grocery store. She didn't even like the delivery kid, and that was 5 or 6 delivery kids ago. Some had been obnoxious. One had been outright menacing, claiming to have a score to settle with her about a scratch on his car. He mistook her for someone he had sideswiped in a parking lot recently. But by then, groceries by phone had become so habitual that she never bothered to consider the surly, purple-lipped adolescent who might appear when, list complete, she said, "Thanks," and "Goodbye." She never considered who would be sent to her along with her careful enumeration of citrus fruits and cans of soup. She is not afraid. She has the cabbies on her side. All she has to do is pick up the radio handset and speak.